Well, I think as you're watching the QAnon conspiracy theories evolve over time, but prior to the elections, they were very strong opponents to the Democratic Party. They part of their whole belief system is that the Democrats, liberals in general, are the cabal which is going to be taking over the United States. And as the elections came forward, they became deeply ingrained in the election is being stolen from the current president, Donald Trump. And then as we went forward and saw the election process take place, and then January 6th took place where the U.S. Capitol was raided, there were over 60 people with QAnon followings that have been arrested. In the 400 plus people who have been arrested. So QAnon has been something that has been ingrained in this conspiracy theory, right-wing anti-government, the government of the Democrats for several years now. And it doesn't seem to be something that's going away as each time a next milestone is met where what they believed was going to take place doesn't happen. They don't just go away. Some of them have fallen off of the QAnon conspiracies and realize that it is a big lie. But they there are many that have morphed over into white supremacist groups, other right-wing extremist activity. And it unfortunately keeps getting pushed down the road. And now we have the pillow guy, Mike Lindell, coming out and calling for Trump's return in August. So it has just pushed that bar down further for those people to continue to believe the conspiracy theories and the things that move around that. Now, a lot of that's done online. But as this continues to get pushed further down the road, the concern is, and I fully agree with it, that actors within this conspiracy theory could leave the realm of online activity to in-person violent actions.
All right. So why?
Well, they really do not believe that the current president, Biden, is a legitimate president. And they, if you look into the conspiracy theory itself, it's based on the belief that this liberal cabal, the deep state, is kidnapping children, drinking their blood for power, all these bizarre things, and then they bring that into the political spectrum where they believe that Donald Trump was actually won the election, that he will come back as a president. And unfortunately, you're seeing people in the mainstream kind of backing that up for whatever reason they're doing it. And the people who are following these conspiracy theories in QAnon and others are just eating this up. It is instead of it going away, it is just pushing it forward and keeping it alive. So at some point, they're going to become members of that following will become so disenfranchised with the process as they see it, that violence likely is what they believe to be their only final step.
Well, let me ask this question then. If the things that they believed in haven't happened, and the people that are still continuing to back them up and say that these things are possibly true or won't come out and disavow them, I'm talking about these responsible people who know that these things aren't true, but keep letting this envelope get pushed or can get kicked a little further down the road. What's to say that these QAnon folks won't go after these people as opposed to the other people whom they've assumed were the preferred targets?
Well, I mean, you're spot on, JJ, and we've seen how quickly the tides turn for people that are one moment in the positive for these people, and then the next moment they're not. And the Vice President of the United States is a perfect example of this. Prior to the January 6th, legal process that took place inside the Capitol, Mike Pence, the Vice President, was someone who they supported. Once they were told that he was the person that had to make this great decision and make it happen, and that didn't happen, then it was, hang Mike Pence. And so it very quickly can turn on those. We're dealing with people who have fallen for a conspiracy theory. And literally, these conspiracy theories and the QAnon have ripped apart families. There are people that have just gone completely down this rabbit hole, and it is going to be very difficult for them to get out of that. And those are the persons that I am most concerned about as leading to violence, because they're so ingrained in this belief that as things get, as you said, kicked down the road and kicked the can down the road, their only feeling that they have is that they have to go to violence to make something happen. And we've seen that in their rhetoric, and we've seen it in if we go back a few years, we saw that a person came all the way from the Carolinas mm-hmm. to Washington, D.C.,
yep.
fired off a gun inside of a pizza shop because he believed there were children being held there by a cabal of liberal elites. So the violence definitely is there, and the potential as we go forward is it builds.
Tom O'Connor, retired FBI special agent, currently principal at Fed Squared Consulting. JJ Green, WTOP News.